Mr. McKinney came down to Morley and said, starting next week, everybody gets a bottle of milk for lunch. But we don't have a cook. Well, we don't really need a cook. We just need somebody to hand out the milk. So my younger brother was there, and he said, oh, Mom will do it. Well, in those days, what surplus food you got was powdered milk and block cheese. That was what surplus food was in those days, because the farmers were making more milk than they could do anything with. So that's what they had to start with. And that's how the program went on for years. So Mother figured out ways to do something with cheese. So she became very adept at making casseroles with vegetables and cheese and macaroni and cheese and all kinds of things like that. So remember, she'd already had 9 kids of her own. So working around the school was no big deal. I mean, the kids are just more kids. Her specialty was cookies. She made the greatest chocolate chip cookie you ever ate. Years later, when I was on the school board in Canton, if I had a day meeting, I'd always park out back, walk through the cafeteria, and say hello to my mother, and read the cookies that I knew that she had made that morning for the high school kids. One night when I was on the school board, the lady came in, and she had a box that said Mrs. Potter on the side of it, and they put it down at my place on the board table, and it was all my mother's records all the time she had at Morley, and what. You know, if she served chicken a la king or something that day and it didn't go over very well, or there wasn't enough peas in it, and all these little notes on the side of her menu book. I still have her menu books, and I look at them once in a while.